Pod Quiz 1067. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1067. Before we start, I would like to thank Al and Cindy for their PayPal donation this week. Thank you very much. We also have a guest host this week. Ben of the Single Interesting Quiz Questions TikTok channel is taking on round four.
Round one.
Let's start this week with an annual anthems music round. You're going to hear four pieces of music, for which I would like you to tell me both artist and title. And for number five, I'd like you to tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
But I can't make them stay.
Question one.
At least that's what people say. That's what people say. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind saying it's gonna be alright. Cause the player's gonna play, 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 play. And the haters gonna hate, 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 hate.
Question two. Question three.
She got a booty like a Cadillac, but I can send you into overdrive. Oh. Just the right time for that. Step on up, straight, you're bad. Just see anybody could be bad to you. You need a good guy to blow your mind. Yeah, my mama, she told me don't worry about your side.
Question four. Question 5.
Please tell me the year in which all of those songs were first released.
Round 2.
Round 2 is on famous Danes.
Question 6.
A sculpture of which character created by Danish author Hans Christian Andersen can be found on a rock by the waterside at Langelina Promenade in Copenhagen.
Question 7.
Jonas Vingegaard is one of Denmark's most successful athletes in which sport? Cycling, judo, or ski jumping?
Question 8.
Which 10th century Danish king lends his name to a short-range wireless technology?
Question 9.
Danish astronomer Tycho Brahe famously lost a portion of which part of his anatomy in a duel?
Question 10.
Which tennis player has been ranked as high as world number 4, making him the highest-ranked Dane in the history of the Association of Tennis Professionals rankings?
Round 3.
Round 3 is on movies. You're about to hear five short clips from movie trailers, and for each, I'd like you to tell me the name of the film.
Question 11.
That's all about to change.
Why am I in Anna's room?
This isn't mine. Those aren't mine.
That's definitely not mine.
Walt Disney Pictures presents...
So, you're in my body and I'm in your body.
I'm old! I beg your pardon. Oh, I'm like the Crypt Keeper!
Question 12.
Walt Disney Pictures presents a hero...
You know how to dance, don't you?
I was taking lessons.
Shut up and dance!
Who's got gizmos up the wazoo.
Question 13.
We got rid of the last 17 nannies. I'm getting rid of this one too.
The nanny is a witch.
Do they go to bed when they're told?
I can't get up!
Do they say please?
In what context?
Please make your acquaintance. I'm Oglington Fartworthy.
She's coming!
Question 14.
It's called drifting.
What do you mean, drift?
The cars are lighter. The tires are slick. When you drift, if you ain't out of control, you ain't in control.
On the other side of the world, on the wrong side of the law, a new style of racing rules the Tokyo Underground.
Question 15.
We investigate cold cases. It's a club about murder.
Does sound a bit bonkers.
In breaking news,
there's been a murder. An actual murder.
The victim appears to have been bludgeoned to death.
Now we've got a real case to solve, isn't it wonderful? Obviously, RIP and all that.
Round 4.
Hello, everyone, and especially to James. As an avid fan of PodQuiz, and after having listened to all 1,000-plus episodes, I'm actually really honoured to be a guest host. My name is Ben Merritt, and I have a quiz-based TikTok channel called Single Interesting Quiz Question, which you can reach using the TikTok username at SIQuizQuestion, thus proving that I am definitely both young and cool. Therefore, my round will be 5 of my favourite single interesting quiz questions.
Question 16.
What's the heaviest animal known to have ever lived on Earth?
Question 17.
Which famous artist created the Chupa Chups logo in 1969?
Question 18.
What's the world's oldest official currency still in continuous use?
Question 19.
What's the best-selling chocolate bar in the world by sales volume?
Question 20.
What's the most recent letter to be added to the English alphabet?
Ben and I will be back in 2.5 minutes for the answers after Copenhagen by the new mystical troubadours.
Yes.
Now, the answers.
Number one was Shake It Off by Taylor Swift. Number two was Maps by Maroon 5. Number three was Bang Bang by Jessie J featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. If you said any one of those three for the artist, that's fine. Number four was All About That Bass by Meghan Trainor.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that
bass. And number five, the year was 2014.
Round two.
Round two was on Famous Danes, and the answer to number six, the Hans Christian Andersen character that can be found in Copenhagen, is The Little Mermaid. Number seven, Jonas Vingegaard is Denmark's most successful cyclist. Number eight, the 10th century Danish king that lends his name to a short-range wireless technology is Harald Bluetooth. Just Bluetooth is sufficient for the point. Number nine, Tycho Brahe lost part of his nose in a duel. And number 10, that tennis player is Holger Rune.
Round three.
Round three was on movies, and the answer to number 11 was Freaky Friday. Number 12 was Inspector Gadget. Number 13 was Nanny McPhee. Number 14 was The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift. And number 15 was The Thursday Murder Club.
Round 4.
Ben here again. Round 4 was on my single interesting quiz questions. Question 16 was about the heaviest animal known to have ever lived on Earth, which is the blue whale. Weighing in at up to 200 tons, it's heavier than any dinosaur that we know of. Question 17 asked you to name the artist who created the Chupa Chups logo. That was Salvador Dali. He allegedly sketched it in less than an hour and insisted the logo sit on top of the wrapper so that it would always be seen whole. Question 18 asked for the oldest official currency still in use today. Having been in constant use since the 8th century, the answer is the British pound sterling. Question 19 concerned the best-selling chocolate bar in the world, which is the Snickers bar. It's been reported that, on average, 15 million Snickers bars are sold every day. And finally, question 20 asked you to name the most recent letter to be added to the English alphabet. Around the 17th century, the letter J became officially distinct from the letter I, so the answer is the letter J. I've had a lot of fun realising my dream of hosting a round on James's esteemed pod quiz. Don't forget to check out my TikTok channel, Single Interesting Quiz Question, with the handle at SIQuizQuestion. If you enjoyed these questions, follow me on TikTok and drop me a message to say hi. Bye for now.
Thanks very much, Ben. We have loads of messages this week. Happy 10th wedding anniversary to Mary and Mike. Ti lucha my first stegen, Peter. My love, my friend, my partner, my man. Happy 40th birthday. Here's to chasing more of our bucket list dreams together next year, Wimbledon and Roland Garros. I love you with all my heart. Forever yours, Mika. Happy birthday to Debbie from Bart, Solly, Grandad and all the cats. And happy birthday to Ashlyn Morse Sarniel, the most wonderful human being I know. Here's to enjoying life and trivia together for decades to come. Love your husband, Samia. Bye now.